to some ass-kicking shiznit.
From Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Jive.
Wow.
That's what I say.
Wow. So, adjust my levels here a little bit. There we go.
Yeah, just a little. Along. There we go.
Is that good?
I'm adjusting my chocolate brownie.
Are you adjusting your chocolate brownie?
Yes.
How is the chocolate brownie adjustment going?
It adjusted well directly into my mouth. Mm.
That's always a good spot for the chocolate brownie, is into one's mouth. It's very important.
It's ooey and it's gooey. Mm. But anyways...
Alrighty. So, so here we go. Hi, everyone. This is Anthony from Tampa.
And, hey, everybody. It's Joe in Chicago.
Hi. Your Shamba host, Betty here. My butthole be waterlogged with excitement for tonight's broadcast of episode 45, Batting Down the Hatches, for Monday, June 6, 2016. And now, for the weather. Hey Anthony, just how wet is it in Tampa, for those Tampanites?
My goodness, Betty. It's pretty wet here. It's been raining on and off most of the day. Currently, we are underneath a tropical storm warning, a hurricane local statement warning, a hazardous weather outlook warning, a rip current statement in effect, and a flood watch.
Hot damn.
Tropical Storm Colin is slowly gaining strength in the Gulf of Mexico and is expected to make landfall on Monday. Wait, but today is Monday. No, seriously, I just refreshed this page. Okay, no, that's what it says. Tropical Storm Colin, slowly gaining strength in the Gulf of Mexico. Landfall expected on Monday. Which, I mean, we got 4 hours left, so I guess that makes sense.
Right?
Right, okay, good. All right, so the... So the current conditions at Tampa International Airport, KTPA, it is light rain, fog, and mist, and windy. 79% degrees. All right, so the humidity is a whopping 94%. Our wind speed is 29 miles an hour out of the south with gusts up to 44 miles an hour. So it's very windy.
Wow.
Yes, it's very, very windy out. Exactly. Exactly. Visibility is 4 miles, and the heat index is 83 degrees. Okay, so now until 8 p.m. on Tuesday, we are on a flood watch, and we are dealing with other crap as well. So tonight, tropical storm conditions possible, showers and possibly a thunderstorm. Some of the showers could produce heavy rain. Low around 78, winds 25 to 30 miles an hour, chance of precipitation 100%. Tuesday, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain. It's cloudy with a high of 86. Wind gusts up to 22 miles an hour. Tuesday night, more showers and storms after 2 in the morning. Mostly cloudy, low around 78. Winds are going to be calming down now. We're going to be seeing them around 5 to 9 miles an hour. And Wednesday, after Colin finally blows his colon all over us, we're going to have scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 88. Calm winds becoming southwest around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. Chance of precipitation 50%. New rainfall less than 1 inch. And that concludes your Tampa Bay weather.
Thank you, Anthony. And now for your current Chicago weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport, which has the lovely call letters of KMDW. Clicky, clicky for assurant weather.
Clicky, clicky, well, blinky, folks, blinky.
As soon as I hit clicky, clicky, I am greeted with partly sunny, clear, sunny, mostly clear, mostly sunny, folks. I got to tell you, if you're in Chicago right now, it's perfect. Absolutely perfect. We have a 79 degree Fahrenheit temperature. Humidity very low at 29%. Wind speeds are
northwest. Roger just floated away. Roger, he's floating away.
He's floating away. Oh no, Roger. No.
I don't think we're going to see him the rest of the night tonight.
Yeah, that crazy robot. Anyways, here in Chicago, the wind speeds are going to gust to 24 miles per hour. So it's really nice. We have no heat index at all. It's a perfect night to get out and go and walk. So tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 57, so you might want to bring a sweater. Tuesday, there is a 20% chance of showers after 1 p.m., but you know what, folks? They said all day today that we were going to have like a 43% chance of rain. Nothing.
Nothing.
It rained over the lake. It was weird. I was watching the radar, and it was just pooping out rain clouds. They were just pooping out from Evanston. Evanston was just pooping out rain clouds.
Just pooping out rain clouds.
Or was it Rogers? It was like Evanston and Rogers Park.
Pooping out rain clouds.
Just pooping out rain clouds. It was kind of amusing.
Wow, that's kind of cool.
But for the rest of the week, sunny. Highs near 70. Thursday, high 78. Friday, sunny with a high near 82. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 72. Now, Saturday, we're going to flirt with our very first 90 of the season.
Ooh.
Yes. Saturday night, though, it looks like we could get some showers and thunderstorms. And I'll tell you something. If it's going to be high near 90, yep, it's going to happen.
Get those window shakers in.
Yep. That is your Chicago weather.
Wow.
Wow.
We exhausted the whole music track. What we do.
We do love our weather.
Yep. Yes, we do. We do love talking about our weather.
So, breaking news.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me find the cart for that. It's around here somewhere. Damn it. I have nothing to make noise effects with. I'll just eat this chip. Hold on. There you go, buddy.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
Hey, folks. It's a Chip Skipper report here. Thousands of bees went nuts on a downtown Chicago bike this afternoon.
Sweet.
A swarm of bees, yes. And this is by Rachel Chromidas from the Chicagoist.com website. She reports a swarm of bees became the talk of the loop this afternoon after thousands of them converge on a liked-up bicycle and city bike pole at the behest of their queen. We spoke to a bee specialist who told us all about why there was such an unusual swarm of bees sitting around downtown. Did he? Well, anyways, the fluttering mass of bees drew a crowd of people to the corner of Madison and North Garland Court Monday afternoon around 1:50 p.m. as passerbyers and journalists speculated over the cause of the massive bee meetup. Local beekeeper Jana Kinsman arrived on the scene to scoop up the bees and carry them away to her workshop at the plant in the back of the yards.
It's the bees
had
bee
gathered
workshop.
On the red bicycle, yes. And it was mostly the only reason why was because their queen landed there, and that's where all the bees went.
That's what
wherever
they
the
do.
Queen goes. Yep. But if you click on the link in the story, and we'll post this to our Facebook, you can see like this whole entire pole and part of this bike is just covered. I wouldn't go near it. I'd run.
Run away from the bees.
Yes.
All right. Is that our breaking news?
It sure is.
Okay. Now remember, there's flair.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
Wait for it. There you go. Wow. So...
crazy, huh?
Yeah, it's a little nuts here, you know? We've got office furniture floating down the hallway, you know?
Betty's waterlogged.
Yeah, Betty is waterlogged. Betty is definitely waterlogged. I'm hoping for the Chinese restaurant soon to kind of dislodge, because I'll get some egg rolls as it kind of floats down the strip mall here. That'll be freaking awesome, you know? Grab some. There you go. Exactly, exactly. So, as you all know, we are Shyampa. Joe is in Chicago. I am in Tampa. If you've watched any bit of news today, you know that we are totally underneath this tropical storm Colin, and we're getting lots of rain and lots of flooding. Not super bad flooding, but, you know, and we may lose power at some point during the broadcast tonight. And if that happens, we will make every attempt to reschedule our guest for this evening, because we do have a guest coming on. As I run my headphones into my microphone.
Folks,
excuse me.
This is going to be an awesome guest. He is the host of Toppers, which is on the Boston Free Radio. And if I had his website right in front of me, I'd tell you that too. But we'll post it on our Facebook tonight. But yeah, this is going to be awesome.
We'll throw a link out there for him. So yeah, but so anywho, so yeah, we're getting a lot of rain and a lot of wind right now. We're getting some pretty hefty gusts. So far, the lights are on in the building. The fiber is still lit. So we're good to go right now. We'll just kind of wing it.
We got to get you that that special office chair generator.
No, we don't. I'm fine. We'll just hotwire the generator for Publix, you know, down the street. We might be able to pull that one off. They got a big one. They just need it for their coolers. That's all. So anywho, so yeah.
How much would a cooler cost?
How much would
a cooler? Generator cost? A generator.
Well, how big?
One to at least run your refrigerator and your air conditioner.
Couple thousand. I've actually priced out generators, and it would for like the entire studio, it would run us like probably 8,000 for a decent generator for all the power that we need. Which of course then becomes the other issue that, you know, the local forecast is playing again. It really is. Betty must have fucked something up before. No. Wait, let me check the weather. Hold on. Our favorite topic here on Shyampa Radio is the weather. We're both obsessed with it for some reason. No, it is still expected to make landfall on Monday. But it's still Monday. They didn't say where, though. Southeast. Let's see. Well, that they really don't. Oh, that's useless. That's totally
wrong. You know, there's actually a hazardous weather outlook for Chicago. Oh, before we even get into that, I wanted to let you all know that there are two apps you can download for Android.
Yes.
One is, and these are great apps. These are apps to determine your air quality in your local area.
Oh, sweet.
The first one is called Breezometer.
Breezometer.
And you'll know it because it's got this little white elephant on it with this long pointy nose.
So does it actually monitor the air quality, or is it a pull it from a database somewhere?
It pulls from current real-time data. And right now, my air quality is 61.
You're 61? I don't... unfortunately, I can't. In the studio. We don't know what's going on here.
There we go.
Oh, how about that? Yeah, and you get a little elephant,
too. That's
what
the app looks like.
Huh. Well, yep. That's kind of neat. How about that? That's quite exciting.
And, you know, it gives you a map. It tells you everything. And then there's another app, though. It's called Air Quality Tracker.
I see.
And I proved that it pulls from the same data sources because the information was exactly the same.
That's not surprising. So it probably pulls from some national database. So there you go, air quality tracker for you to find out what's going on in your hood, you know, why you might be, you know, breathing heavy and shit, and stuff like that.
So, and this one's a lot simpler and less elephant-like. So, yeah, I found those today.
Well, that's freaking awesome. Thank you very much for sharing. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for sharing that. So if you ever want to call us, you can reach us while we're on the air, 813-327-8566. You can also, you know, call us when we're not broadcasting. Betty will take your call. She'll let you leave a message and all that good stuff. And then, you know, you can visit us online, cheyampa.info. Our blog is there. You get to our Facebook page. You get to our other links, our previous episodes. We try to we have a phone call. I should take this.
Hello?
Hello, Cheyampa. You're on the air.
Oh, awesome.
Is this Roger this is with us?
Yes, it is. I guess I should introduce myself.
That's all right.
I got Betty, which was kind of cool.
Oh, you like Betty?
Yeah, that was a nice touch.
Yeah, she's our little demonic robot around here.
Yeah.
Yes. She's kind of crazy. So, Roger, tell us a little bit about Toppers and all that.
It's kind of hard to give an elevator pitch for it because it's,
you can go sideways if you want. I mean, we're kind of in an altered state and I'm watching things float down the strip mall here. So, you know, we're game for anything right now.
It's hard to describe. It's kind of like, it makes it sound bad when I say it's like oldies radio and radio theater, because that sounds really terrible. But it kind of is those things.
It is. It is, without question.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Definitely, because you've got so many different elements in your programs. You know, but like, what was the spark that kind of helped create this whole program? Because I got to tell you something. The first episode I listened to, I cracked up.
Thanks. What was the first one you listened to?
Oh, gosh.
I can tell you my first one. And my favorite one by far, it was, and how it all came, because we were looking for content to put on the air, because, you know, we shift things around a lot. And Joe says, well, you got to check out this guy Toppers. I've listened to his stuff and he's pretty funny. I think you'd appreciate him. I says, okay, fine. Great. I'll take a listen to it. The first one I listened to, and I believe the proper name for it is Leprechauns. I was sitting in traffic and I was listening to it and I just started laughing my ass off about it, because it just the way you had put it all together and the imagery you were able to put in my head with everything was phenomenal. Yes. And I was just sitting there laughing. I says, all right. I sent Joe a text message while I was, you know, flying down the highway. And I says, look, we got to work him into the schedule, because, yeah, this shit's pretty funny. And then I just started listening to a lot of the other ones. Every one of them always, I find myself just chuckling. Even the ones I hear multiple times still kind of crack me up.
Oh, thanks.
I think the one I heard was something about Gordy Lightfoot. And I had to look this guy up.
Yeah,
but
he's real.
He's still there.
You know, they play him a lot on the Easy Listening stations.
Yeah, really? They do.
It's like
they do.
The wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Which
oh
is
my
crazy.
God! Yeah, there's a jazz station in Chicago. I don't know if they're still there, but they always played like the smooth jazz thing, and they kind of spice things up in the evening, and they would run
it's
that
like
track,
WFMT,
like WFMT or WNUA or something like that, and they would throw that in there. You knew it was getting in the evening, and we were spicing things up because we got the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
It's from that period in the 70s. I feel like there was like the post-hippie thing when everybody was in rehab and it was time to just calm down. And, you know, get historical with 40.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
I mean, that's what that music sounds like to me. The show is actually based on an Easy Listening station in Boston that I really love.
Oh, okay.
Called WJIB. Which is not on the internet, because it's a one-man operation that's run out of Boston and Maine. And the guy has, like, really awesome music taste. Like, he plays all sorts of stuff from, like, weird, like, oldies that they don't play on oldies radio anymore, like Sun Don't Go Near the Indians and...
Oh, wow.
you know, like Tammy by and Gordon Lightfoot and stuff like that, and also just you know, just normal stuff and weird stuff, kind of with an easy listening vibe. And then occasionally, the guy who runs it, Bob, will come on the air and just say these weird things like, you know those credit cards you have in your wallet? Cut them up. They're snapping turtles issued by snakes. And that's it. That's verbatim.
And that's all you get?
One of the things that he said.
Wow, and then it just goes right into another track, and you don't hear from him again.
There you go.
Like, the memory station. And then some weird like orchestral thing, and then it'll be, you know, usually pretty good music. I mean, I think it's the best station in Boston, but I really liked it so much, and I kind of wanted to, like, it's, like, hilarious, and, like, people I know liked it, too, but, like, I feel like they weren't hearing what I heard when I heard it, so that's kind of why I made Toppers, because that's kind of the WJIB that's in
It's like your
mind.
Feel.
It's your tip of the hat to your favorite program, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Wow. And do you know what this, because I actually find myself in Boston a few times out of the year. Mm-hmm. And you said he's broadcast, and I'm assuming
7:40 a.m.
Okay, 7:40 a.m. All right, sounds good. I'll have to say a.m. too. Wow, that's quite impressive.
Yeah, no, it's totally out of time. It's like he recorded the shows on videotapes.
Did he really?
Yeah, because it's better audio, I guess, because the tape is bigger.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Yeah. So yeah, he was doing that for a while. Then he got a special computer recently.
Oh wow!
So are you a super vinyl enthusiast?
Vinyl, yeah. I mean, I like it. I like it a lot. I mean, it's not very easy to play spontaneously.
Yeah.
But I like it.
No, you're absolutely right. Yeah, it's kind of. I think I have a lot of vinyl. And I finally got myself a turntable because, you know, over the years, you downsize your stereo equipment to the fact you got this little square that sits on the shelf and gives you everything. And I'm like, well, I need to get a turntable to play these records because, you know, you look at them and I mean, you know, I moved them like thousands of miles over the years and all that labor. I've never listened to them because I never had a turntable. And then I finally got one. And now it's like, Jesus, why did I put this thing here? It's in the way of everything. So you're right. It's one of those. So you take it off the shelf because now it messes up this whole, you know, sleek entertainment centers we've all become accustomed to, and then you have to drag everything out and do everything again. So, but yeah, I don't know where I was going with that. That's just where I'm at.
You can go to thrift stores and get music for $1. You know.
Oh yeah,
or 50 cents.
Yeah, or less.
That is true. Absolutely true.
There was a major record store closing in Uptown here in Chicago, and man, people poured into that place and got everything within a minute. It was amazing. But sad, because now all this records and vinyl are disappearing and gone, and it's great that even though, you know, some of the things may be crazy and out of touch with reality, it's there. And that's, I think, why I love your show as well. Because I never heard some of these things before. It's like, what?
Yeah, I mean, where do you reach for that? Because obviously some of this stuff, I hear it, and I'm like, wow. So obviously, clearly, you just hit the local thrift shops for it? Or
yeah,
is this
I do that. I do that a fair amount. On the web, honestly, it's amazing what you can find.
Yeah, that's true. That's
not
true.
Not that I would ever do that, you know, or whatever, but... but yeah, no, it's great. I mean, you can just find like the most random stuff, and you know, like if you look in the areas and record stores underneath the shelves where they keep the junk that no one wants, you know, you make them happy because you buy like a Spanky and Our Gang album, and they're, you know, they're happy.
Like, I never thought this thing would sell. We thought we'd have to throw it out when we went out of business.
Yeah, seriously. I feel like there's really good stuff. You know, there's really good stuff in some of the lamest looking albums ever.
I can imagine. I can imagine. I know I've picked up a handful myself. I can't think of a handful of them right now. But I know I've picked some up from time to time. You just look at the cover and you're just like, I've got to buy this. It's a buck.
Yeah.
You know, it's $1. I've spent more money on less useful things in my life. And I'm like, so you get it. And you're right. You do find some interesting gems. And I've recently acquired an a pretty good collection of Portuguese, meaning
European
Portuguese, not Brazilian Portuguese, of different Portuguese discos and polkas. And it's quite it's quite a collection to go
that,
through.
That stuff's weird too, because they're like a decade or two behind a lot of Europe.
Oh, yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like, their stuff from, like, the 80s sounds like it's from the 60s.
It really does, and it's kind of funny, too, because I looked, because you would look at the dates, you're like, well, this has got to be from the 70s. Like, wait, no, this was more recent, and it's popular.
Yeah, I ran across some of those, actually, in Somerville, where I used to do the show from.
Okay.
With Boston Free Radio, which it still carries the show, but I started out doing it live there. And that has a huge Portuguese-American community. So
yeah.
A bunch of weird Portuguese stuff.
Oh, yeah. I actually, when I'm up in the area, I spend a lot of time in Fall River. I have family in Fall River.
Okay.
So, which I've just recently been introduced through the whole Portuguese thing, which I've found to be quite a fascinating environment in and of itself.
Yeah.
And there's a whole different load of food that you can experience that you never knew was there.
If you eat meat and fish, I think it's...
Well, yeah, pretty much meat. You have to like sausage because it's all chorizo. Yeah. Some type of chorizo, blood sausage. I mean, and a lot of it I have to still close my eyes for, because like if I look at what I'm eating, I'm not going to survive this. But it tastes so good.
That is clearly a Topper's moment. But, Roger, so have you always been in some sort of broadcasting career?
I don't know. In college, I started doing a radio show in Oberlin, Ohio. And I think I kind of already had the format there, actually, of like, you know, it's on the radio, and then stupid stuff happens.
Yeah.
And then weird music is played. And it kind of sort of sometimes has like a plot.
Okay.
But I didn't really, yeah, then there's a big period where I didn't have access to airwaves, to, you know, even internet airwaves, which kind of only sort of count. But yeah, then I got a show with Boston Free Radio and just kind of made up Toppers based on WJOB.
Wow.
And it's pretty darn awesome. Yeah.
So how long have you been doing the formal Topper show with Boston Free? How long have you been doing that for now?
4 years now.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
So, but you're...
One would think I would have gotten farther with it. I don't know. It's still, like, definitely I have listeners, you know, like, but not tons. And it's, you know, it's kind of amazing how long you can just kind of be doing something and even people you know won't listen to it.
We feel your pain. Trust me.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
But we
so
do
have you guys been doing this about a year?
Yeah, we just had our 1 year anniversary, and actually we've done it a lot longer in the past. We've been kind of up and down with it over the years.
And the moves and all that.
And the moves, yeah, moves, yeah. And everything, and the economy kind of going to shit kind of didn't help. Unemployment doesn't let you do many things.
It gives you free time. So.
It gives you free time, yes. But you can't afford the electric bill. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So we finally got started back up last May, and this is 48. I don't know. I don't have the script in front of me. What is this? 48 episode
45. So. Yeah, we're destined to get to episode 420.
That, and then are you going to break up? Are you going to quit? Or are you going to...
We'll probably be doing it from the home by the time we get there.
Yeah.
So I if we make it there, I think that in of itself is a celebration. And then we'll probably go check into a home and just end our days from there.
But, did you guys start out in the same city or...
Yeah, actually...
No. Well, yeah.
Yeah, well, we've known each other over 20 years, and I lived in Chicago, and then I relocated to Florida almost 10 years. God, it's been 10 years I've been in this fucking place. Jesus.
Yes.
Fuck, I gotta get out of here. Don't move to Florida. Oh, well, actually, you might get some good material. I don't know. I get a lot of good material down here.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, so 10 years. So, in a nutshell, you know, we would get high, talk to each other on the phone, and just kind of be stupid. And then eventually one of us said, we should broadcast this.
Yeah, the world needs to hear this.
The world needs to hear this. We don't know why. So we said, fine, fuck it. So we put it out there, and we started getting a following, and then everything happened, and we went away for a while. And then we came back, and we regained a bit of a following. Nobody seems to want to call. I personally think nobody calls because they think we're like the DEA or something and trying to buzz people. I'm like in my warped head, if I call this number, I'll track you. No, but that's the whole thing. Yeah, exactly. No. So I don't think that's why we can't get many callers. But we do have listeners, and we'll see what happens. And like you said, you just keep going at it, and you don't know why, but you just do.
One of the weirdest things about Boston Free Radio, it uses Radio Boss, and also there's like a streaming service that it does, and okay. It actually tells you how many people are listening at any given time.
Okay.
And in the early episodes, I could literally tell when there was no one listening. I could just be like, I'm in a locked room talking to myself. No one's hearing it.
No one's hearing it. I'm just talking. And we have nights like that. Luckily, I think most
but
of our
you
listeners...
have free reign.
You have free reign.
Yeah, you have free reign.
That's
yes.
The important part, yeah. And I think a lot of our... And I don't know about you, but a lot of our stuff usually gets picked up after the fact. Like, usually within the... Well, we usually get a lot of grabs when we first post, and then it kind of, like, tapers off. But, yeah, the live thing, we get a handful from time to time, but there have been nights where it's just like, it's just you and me right now.
Right.
So.
Wow. Well, Roger, this has been an awesome experience. You know, it's great to meet you. Not in person, but in person.
Yeah, thank you. It's a digital
ambiance.
Yeah. Yeah. So glad you're able to join us tonight. You got any last word?
You know, the shows are at Toppers Radio. That's one word. .blogspot.com, and also on Champa.
All right.
Apparently, I've seen your schedule. So
yes,
there's a huge block. It looks like.
Hey, we do you in our rush hour because you know that's I'm driving home and I'm like I gotta listen to something funny. So yeah, usually we kind of throw you in the rush hour in the afternoon. So gets good reception.
I need to do traffic reports and stuff too. Clearly,
leave that to Betty.
Okay. Betty and the Gilboard should get together.
You know what? That's an interesting... You bring that up, and I think that's a fantastic idea, because they two both sound very bipolar, maybe?
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking of the best crazy word to use, but I think bipolar is a good start. So, yeah, I think they could possibly find a relationship of insanity together.
Who is Gil?
Yeah, we need to have some programming with that. But again, Roger, thank you very much. This has been an awesome interview. We look forward to more of your stuff.
Okay, thanks. Okay, bye, guys.
All right, take it easy.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
All right.
And thank you, Roger. And for joining us, do you want to be a part of this unique on-air experience? Visit shyampa.info to find out how. We need to take a small break here, but we'll be back in about how many minutes, Anthony?
I think we'll be back in about 4 minutes. I got to go find my ass through my head right now. But yeah, I totally spaced on that one. But fantastic. Thank you again, Roger. Thank you, everyone. We're going to go do a little commercial break. We might shorten it a little bit, but 4 minutes or something like that.
You are tuned into Shyampa. We radio. Be a part of our on-air experience by giving us a call at 813-327-8. 666.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retro Commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED, Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
Hot links and more to give. Cube steaks, hot dogs, real tips. Ooh, pork chops, turkey wings, and chicken wings too. Give me a wave if you like catfish. Jump up if it's your favorite dish.
Tommy likes ribs and chicken wings. If you like you, let me hear you scream. Way for catfish. Scream for ribs.
Excuse me.
Yes. How much is it going to cost?
I don't know. I'll have to ask.
Look, is my car ready yet?
I don't know. I'll have to ask.
Is this warranty good enough for you?
Every day, more and more Americans are becoming less satisfied with their car care. That's why Firestone developed MasterCare. With prices posted at the counter, MasterCare services that are warranted coast to coast and your car ready when promised. Because at Firestone, we're not satisfied until you're satisfied.
America's driving to Firestone.
Where do you think really chocolatey chocolate milk comes from? A chocolate cow? In a chocolate field? On a chocolate farm? Near a chocolate stream? Wrong. Really chocolatey chocolate milk comes from where you'd expect it to come from. Hershey. The chocolate people.
The chocolate milk people, too.
This is CPRMetro.org, Community Progressive Radio for the metropolitan New York area and the world, and I'm Don DeBar. I'd like to speak with you about a couple of things. First, we need to grow our audience, and we need your help to do that. Please, using whatever social media you have, post links to the website CPRMetro.org and to our Facebook page. We also need to raise money to pay the bills here. We spend about $330 a month to stream over the internet, and we have equipment that we have to replace from time to time. We'd even like to buy new equipment so that we can go out in the field and add more producers. Again, you can help. The donate button on our website is a convenient way to help us out. Finally, our 30-minute daily newscast, the CPR News, and our Sunday special, CPR Sunday, are available for air on radio stations and public access TV stations. Please contact your local radio station and public access TV station and ask them to carry it. Be persistent. Help us reach as many people as possible. We rely on you for support, and we appreciate all the support you give us. Thank you.
Some ass kicking shiznit
from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Hello.
Welcome back, everybody. Stay tuned. Anthony's Crazy Florida News is next. Before we kick off into segment B, I first want to tell you that today is National Yo-Yo Day, and it's National Gardening Exercise Day. Woo! So, get out and exercise with your plants. With that out of the way, go grab your ball of bitches and let's get started already with segment B, Anthony's Crazy Florida News. Take it away, Anthony.
Thank you, Betty. If I would look at my damn script once in a while, I'd be in good shape. But for some reason, I have a tendency not to look at my script.
Oopsies.
Okay. That's okay. It's what happens. It's what happens.
It's okay.
It's all right. Okay.
It's okay.
So let me find the card here. We got 10, 11 minutes. All right, here we go. All right. Okay, I got to repeat. There we go. Okay. All right. Yay. All right. Okay, so it seems that the last time we covered some crazy Florida news, there was a trend with machetes. The Northwest Florida Daily News brings us an update to this trend with, you guessed it, another crazy Floridian with a machete. Nothing new there, right? Exactly, Betty, exactly. So, anywho, according to police reports, Panama City Beach resident Derek Sophie, 46, began to strike the top of a woman's van with a machete as she sat inside the vehicle, terrified for her life in Austin Trailer Park on Clarence Street. The police were called.
Bad man.
Yes, very bad man. Very bad man. Very good, Betty. Very bad man. Okay. So during a search of the scene, law enforcement found baggies inside Derek's pocket and wallet believed to contain methamphetamine. Yay, meth heads. We love meth heads in Florida. Small baggies believed to contain marijuana, a glass pipe, cigarette papers, and a brown case, which contained two needles. Other small baggies were also found, according to the report. All the
bang,
items...
Bang, you caught.
What was that, Betty?
Bang, bang, you caught.
Bang, bang, you caught. That's absolutely right. Bang, bang, you caught, Betty. All right. So all the items, along with the machete, were turned over to Bay County Sheriff's Office Evidence Division, along with aggravated assault. Derek was charged with possession of methamphetamine paraphernalia and less than 20 grams of marijuana. Of course, I don't agree with the marijuana thing, but the dude was all fucked up. He was hocked up and crazy. Okay.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. I agree with your assessment on that one.
Exactly. All right. All right. So here we go. Sometimes not all couples are sexually satisfied. Unfortunately for Bo Eric, Bro Eric. How would you pronounce that? Would you pronounce that Bro Eric? Thank you. B-R-O-E-R-I-C-K. Bro Eric. Okay, so Bro Eric Miller, 23, and his girlfriend drove him into an incendiary rage after they argued about their lackluster sex life, as reported by WPLG Orlando, Local 10 News. Oh, did I say the last story? Yes, I did. Okay. So, Bro Eric Miller, 23, and his girlfriend got into a fight over having not having enough sex and other matters when his girlfriend got mad and threw his clothing out into the driveway. Bro Eric, angered by his girlfriend's actions, grabbed a dresser, threw it onto the carport, doused it with alcohol, and then set it ablaze, according to deputies.
My.
Yes, right? Firefighters arrived at the home to put out the fire. The report did not state if they had extinguished anyone else's fires at the scene. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Miller was arrested on Wednesday by... Yeah, that was terrible. By Orange County deputies. And booked into Orange County Jail on first-degree arson charges.
You know what? Betty wants to say that name. She just
okay,
she just asked.
That's
him.
Fine. That's Broerick. Fine. What was that, Betty?
Oh, what did you say, Betty?
Broerick.
Broerick. Okay.
Broerick.
Broerick. All right, we can go with Broerick. I like Bro Eric better, but Broerick, I guess, can work. All right.
Well, let's see. We might be able to get a pro Eric.
Bro Eric, you purr.
There you go. Thank you, Betty. Thank you. I think you need to turn Betty up a little bit. She sounded a little low tonight. I think she got a cold from being out in all this water. So
she's been at the same level that she was at when you turned with the first time.
Well, you know what, though? These things change. These things change in the world of broadcasting. All right.
Let's see what she wants to say now. Hold on.
All right.
Bro, Eric, you purr.
See, that's much better. Thank you. All right. So. We know what this means.
Sexy.
I think Bro Eric and his old lady from our last story maybe should consider taking a cruise. I love cruise. The Miami Herald... Do you like that? The love cruise. The Miami...
Sexy.
The Miami Herald brings us the latest in high seas sexual adventure. Mexican adult hospitality firm Original Group has chartered the Azamara Quest for a sex-themed experience in fall of 2017 for an 80-day voyage from Italy to Croatia and Slovenia, dubbed the Desire Cruise. Yeah. Miami's based Royal Caribbean Cruises luxury line, Azamara Club Cruises, owns the 690-passenger, newly renovated Azamara Quest. During the sailing, the ship will be transformed with performances, couples, workshops, themed night, and intense icebreakers designed for motion in the ocean. Open-mindedness is encouraged, and the couples-only voyage, whether that be the mix-and-mingle private playrooms or at the clothing-optional areas of the ship, such as the pool deck. There's going to be a lot of...
Pool deck?
Yeah, right? The pool deck. It's the pool deck. The pool deck. It's what it's the deck that the pool is on a cruise ship. It's called a pool deck. That's what it's called. So anywho, and their clothing optional. All right, so the chartered retreat is the first of its kind from the Original Group, which owns three adult-only resorts in the Riviera Maya and Cancun. The 8-day exotic party won't be a free-for-all. No means no. And keep the noise levels to a minimum after midnight. They've also included more specific regulations and the handful of rules that they've been, the playrooms have been designed for sexual and erotic pleasure. And we asked,
is it
that,
exclusively heterosexual?
They did not mention if it was, I think it's probably heterosexual, most likely. But who knows? You know, who knows? So, with a temporary promotion, cruises started just under $3,000 and could go up to almost $11,000 per person. The inaugural sailing is in September 2017, and the voyage will sail from Rome in 2018. Yeah, exactly. All right. Trying to blaze through these news stories here because I got like 4 minutes left. All right.
Okay.
Okay. I gotta catch my breath for this one. All right. So, what crazy Florida news story would not be complete without a report of an assault via selfie stick? The Florida Sun Sentinel brings us an irate woman, screaming baby, a rental car, and a selfie stick. Not all necessarily in that order. If you could see the video, you would be laughing. On a Tuesday in the not so distant past, Titiano Palomino, 23, of Lauderhill, called an enterprise rent-a-car location to argue about a payment for a car rental. Titiana, whatever. She told the employee She told. That was a pleasure having him on. I really enjoyed his company. All right, so not to like go too far off track here because I could easily do that right now. So Titiana told the employee that she was irate, and on her way to the business, minutes later, a black Volkswagen arrived in the parking lot. Joe had a seizure on the other end of the video connection, according to police reports. Titiana walked into the store with her hands full. In her left hand, she was carrying a 2-year-old, and in her right hand, she had the selfie stick, according to police reports. Titiana then began swinging the selfie stick at the employee, yelling, "Do you know who my baby daddy is?" The employee took evasive action and waited for police arrival, according to the police. Customers and other employees told police that Titiana was yelling and waving the selfie stick when she had walked into the business. Police responded at about 11:40 a.m. and spoke with Titiana, who said she was upset because the employee had hung up on her. Titiana said she was swinging the stick in self-defense because she thought the employee was going to throw something at her, but customers said that wasn't the case. Titiana said she always holds a selfie stick in her hand, as well as her keys, and that she was going to take pictures at the counter. Her cell phone was not attached to the selfie stick, according to reports. Is that an aim in flame? Don't burn down the Chicago studio. We didn't make the insurance payment this week. Oh, boy. Customers told police they were concerned for the child, who was crying during the attack. Titiana faces aggravated assault and child neglect charges. She was booked into the Palm County Jail and held on $5,000 bond. And that is it for your crazy Florida news.
Ooh, good Lord.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyamba Radio. Do you want to be a part of this unique on-air experience? Visit shyamba.info to find out how.
Thanks, Patty.
You're welcome.
So it looks like we may not be underwater as much anymore. The egg rolls never floated by, though. It's quite a shame. Quite a shame.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's okay. That means you're going to have power, and this is going to be a complete show, and nobody's going to be hurt. Or
we still got 10 minutes left. We still got 10 minutes left. So,
don't know the extent of the damage. No, there might be a lot of flooding.
There might be. So it is currently 79 degrees Fahrenheit. Humidity is 94%. The wind speed is 29 miles an hour with gusts as high as 44.
And it's like a fish tank outside.
Yeah,
about you.
It is like a fish. It's like walking into a swimming pool. So, So the flood watch is now until 8 p.m. on Tuesday. So
I seriously thought you said prune deck. I thought you said prune deck.
What the fuck is a prune deck?
It's like the old people's love deck.
I have a feeling this might be a lot of old people to begin with.
Oh, I guess.
Maybe there's a lot of, I don't know. Rich young couples don't necessarily strike me as somebody that would go on this, but you know, you never know. I mean, it's possible. I don't think they're quite as sexually liberated as the older folk. Because when you go to a nude beach, that's generally what you see.
Yeah, I guess so. I've never been to a nude beach, so I guess I don't know.
I'm sorry. You should go to a nude beach sometime.
That's okay.
Well, I
wonder if there are any in Illinois.
Well, I'm sure there are. You should look. You should Google it. You want to do a Google?
Is that a Google searchable?
Yes, it is.
That was so smooth.
I tried.
Okay, nude beaches in Illinois.
There you go.
No.
Really?
Oh, wait. No.
Really?
I get the New Year's Day 2012 idiot swim. Wow.
Wow.
Seriously?
I guess so.
Let's see. Wait. I found something. Wait. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. The Chicago Fun Club. Illinois State Beach Park. I guess there's nude sunbathing that goes on there.
Wow, so there is a nude beach. Well, that's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess that would be really the only one, yeah.
Really?
But now you go to Indiana. Indiana has the Drake's Ridge Rustic Nudist Retreat.
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
They have the Fern Hills Club. Lake of the Woods Club. Ponderosa Sun Club. Holy cow.
There's nakedness everywhere.
In Indiana. There's more than corn in Indiana.
Apparently, there's nakedness as well.
Wow. But hey, folks, if you want to give us a call, please do so. You can reach us at the studios at 813-327-8566. We'll search anything for you. You just give us a topic. We love to search.
That's because we're a little crazy that way.
Wait, and so, Anthony, tell us about our schedule.
Let's see. Yeah, we got like 5 minutes left. So we have a new schedule. You still get Betty in the morning for rush hour. You still get Toppers for the rush hour drive home. You still get Upfront Soul all night long. We unfortunately, it seems that Tom Rowe is probably not going to be doing much more for his radio news broadcast, at least nothing that I've been able to see. So we had to find a replacement. So we have the Shortwave Report. And that is running at 10:30, 13:30, or 1:30, and 19, which is also 7:30 Eastern Time. You can catch it. It's a pretty good show to listen to. We've caught it a few times ourselves. I know you've listened to it a lot more than I have. It's been broken.
Yeah.
It's been kind of broken for a while because, you know.
Which I know nothing about.
Because scripting, it's not always a good idea to script on the broadcast server when really, really high. And after drinking a lot of coffee.
Whoopsie.
Yeah, no, you kind of make some errors, you know, like add like double semicolons and stuff like that.
Whoopsie.
So, yeah, exactly. So So anywho, so we get the shortwave report that shows up for us again 10:30, 1:30, and 7:30 Eastern time. It's a good show. Kind of, it's not quite as good as the Tom Rowe one that we used to carry, but it's still pretty decent. Give it a listen and all that jazz. And back to you, Joe.
I like the Radio Thrift Shop myself at 12:30.
Are you a Radio Thrift Shop fan?
Yes, you know, I kind of am. I like his different variety.
No, he does. He does have bless you. In a way, it almost reminds me of the show that Roger was talking about, because he pulls up these strange things. Although he's much more personable on air. He's obviously, obviously he's much more personable on air. What is his name? DJ Frederick. So, and he's actually put some, he's put some new ones out. So we need to, I need to grab those and throw those into the rotation. So you get some more of that new stuff. So again, if you, we got a few minutes left. If you want to call and chat, 813-327-8566, 813-327-8566. We are not the DEA, CEA, DEA, FBI, anything like that.
Nope.
We're just.
But I tell you, I wish the EPA would really be on its game and fix shit. Right now, it seems like they've caused more harm than anything in this great America we call home and free.
If you waited two and a half minutes, the patriotic music would have started. If you could hold that off, your timing was off a bit. But so what has the EPA done?
I want to talk about. Well, I'm talking about there's that river in Native American country, and it feeds into the New Mexico, into the tribes.
Okay,
and I guess EPA somehow accidentally allowed a lot of metals and minerals and things that are very harmful into the water stream, and it literally turned the water gold.
Wasn't that from that mine that they accidentally broke that had that like wastewater or something in it?
Yes.
Yeah, that was like last year, wasn't it, or earlier this year?
Yep.
I don't know. It all kind of runs together.
It's still a problem, and it's still a big, huge issue. And I wish, you know, they would fix it. It's their problem. They need to fix it.
Have they addressed it at all?
Not really. It seems like they continue to skirt around and not provide the support that's required, and nothing's being done.
You should contact your congressman when he's not doling for dollars.
Well, right now they're too busy getting reelected because there's a funk fest going on in our current political setup.
Oh my God! Yeah, your poor state. I love Chicago and I love Illinois.
My poor state is baroque.
But you all,
we're going to end up in a panic attack.
You all going to be like Detroit soon?
Oh, worse
or worse?
They might as well just they might as well just write us off.
You should come to Florida. Then we'd be the Tampa. Tampa radio.
Tiampia
radio. There we go. Because for some reason, it just has to sound weird.
Well, yeah, Shyampa. I think that was probably one of the brightest moments we've ever had, coming up with that name.
Yeah, they're far and few between, but they do happen, and, you know, we do get them from time to time.
You know, one of the joys of doing this is being able to do some of the bumps and some of the weather reports and kind of explore our talent a little bit, and I like that. I think that's really cool. Oh my gosh, he has a chip stuck in his toe. However do you do these things? But, you know, the world, man, is just crazy, and so is America right now. You've got Trump being his dumbass self. You got Clinton, who's just like, vote for me! And Bernie Sanders, I feel like he's not giving up, but, man, he needs to push it.
He's lost some steam.
I'm writing him in.
He's lost. Yeah. Sorry, I usually gorge myself when I'm in the studio, and you know, I ate a Sun Chip that kind of went down the wrong way, and it's still kind of hanging out there. So,
oh, I thought it got stuck in your toe.
No, my throat. Of course, you couldn't hear me that well because I was saying my throat. Well, a Sun Chip was stuck in my throat. No, not my toe. All right, folks. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next Monday. Check our blog at Cheyenne.info. Remember, folks, I'm going to supposed to say something witty here. I can't think of it. I got a chip stuck in my throat. Be careful when you eat chips. Have a good night.
Good night.
Have a good week. And stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out.
Good night.
Bye.
This station is being brought to you via NullSoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.